Floor Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Hi, and before we get started, I want to thank the awesome Kira Thornton, who has finally given us intro and closing music for our podcast. Thank you, Kira. The music is awesome, great. I've already said awesome, so I can't use awesome again, but it's awesome. So let's get started on today's episode. And I know it's been a while since we've had a podcast, but I think today's podcast is awesome because I've thought about this episode for a while now, and it's taken me a while. I've used awesome and while too many times. But I grew up watching Happy Days. And today's episode is all about the TV show Happy Days. So I don't know if you've ever heard of Chuck Cunningham, but don't worry, most people haven't, even though he is the oldest child of Howard and Miriam Cunningham. He was also the oldest brother of Richie and Joni Cunningham, but he seemingly disappeared from the surface of the earth. And there was never a search for him in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where he lived. He never was on a milk carton. His parents or siblings or Fonzie actually never even seemed concerned about his absence, even though they were on ABC TV every Tuesday night in the 1970s and early 1980s. In fact, the television show Happy Days wiped the existence of Chuck Cunningham from the face of the earth. It is as if he never was even born or was even important. Tom Bosley, who played the father, Howard Cunningham, gave an explanation for Chuck's absence before Howard Cunningham, Tom Bosley, died. And if you go to the show notes on the podcast, you'll see the link that we provided for you. You know, Gary Marshall, who created Happy Days, basically joked that he sent him on a basketball scholarship to the University of Mongolia. And in fact, the disappearance of Chuck Cunningham from Happy Days gave rise to what is called the Chuck Cunningham syndrome, that is used to describe TV characters who just disappear without explanation. And so the disappearance of Chuck Cunningham gave me an idea, because I would also argue that there seemingly exists in the world of missions and evangelism another Chuck Cunningham syndrome. And in fact, I would propose that the first child of missions, the Jewish people, have disappeared from the focus of missions and evangelisms for many Christian denominations and many churches since the earliest days of the church age. The Jewish people have, in essence, been cast out to Gary Marshall's University of Mongolia, never to be seen again. And they don't even merit a mention on the missions milk carton for lost and missing unreached people groups, for the most part. Even though they are an unreached people group, as between 97 and 99% of the Jewish people living in the world today are without Messiah Jesus. Yet, the Jewish people are to be first in the order of outreach, according to Romans 1:16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God of salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile or to the Greek. That's what Romans 1:16 says. So why are they forgotten? Is it because, like Chuck Cunningham, they are not as cute and cuddly as Richie and Joni from the TV show Happy Days, in a metaphorical sense? Are they harder to reach and more difficult to understand on a missiological playing field? Is it because the modes we are so comfortable using today when we share the gospel to different people don't work with them, and the ROI, the return on investment, basically the money to reach Jewish people, doesn't return as much of an investment, is not as successful? By the way, I was told that by a missionary. Ergo, we turn to other people groups like the quote-unquote, the Fonzies of the world, because they're easier to reach and they make better videos for church groups when we're out there trying to raise support. If that's the truth, God forgive us. Yes, I'm asking some difficult questions today, but these are the questions we need to ask, because the oldest child, if the Jewish people are the Chuck Cunninghams of churches and mission outreaches, they are also the oldest child of the gospel, and they are the brothers and sisters of Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, and they need Messiah Jesus as well. So when are we going to remember the Chuck Cunningham of world missions and bring him back to the dinner table and sit him down beside Mr. Cunningham where he belongs? He is the oldest child after all. Yeah, I know I've asked some tough questions today, but they really do need to be asked, because the gospel is from the Jewish people, as John 4:22 tells us. The gospel was given first to the Jewish people, as Romans 1:16 and the rest of, and Paul went first to the Jews when he traveled, and then he went also to the Gentiles, to us. And we have to return the gospel to the Jewish people, as Romans 11:11 tells us. We can't treat the Jewish people as the Chuck Cunningham of world missions any longer. For if we do, we are failing in the gospel. Some tough questions I've asked today, and hopefully mission outreaches and churches will consider it. And I hope they're listening. I hope you're listening as well. And the next time we come together on Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries, we'll get back to some other questions. But I think that's an important question we're asking today. Contact us at info@Sadaka Ministries. And you can ask me some tough questions as well, and you can complain if you didn't like this question, because we are here to explore the tough questions of the gospel. Until next time, God bless and shalom.